Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
The latest supposed tell-all book about President Trump hitting shelves today, this one penned by his former lawyer, Michael Cohen, who shared his misgivings about President Trump in an interview this morning.
I described Mr. Trump as a cult leader, and I was in this cult. While I was in the cult, I was really refusing to acknowledge that the actions that I was performing for my boss were morally wrong.
Cohen started writing his memoir, Disloyal, while in prison on charges of campaign finance violations and fraud. He made those remarks on NBC News. President Trump says Americans can expect more tax cuts and fewer regulations if he wins a second term, telling reporters yesterday seven major trade deals are now in the works. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Democratic White House nominee Joe Biden speaking with union workers at a virtual Labor Day event.
And you can be sure you'll be hearing that word union plenty of times if I'm in the White House. The words of a president matter.
Speaking to the AFL-CIO, Biden vowed to be the strongest labor president in American history. More oppressive heat will prevail across most of the Southwest today, though in Denver, it's going to be a big weather change. That city saw triple-digit highs on Saturday, and it hit 93 yesterday, but today, it's only expected to see a high of 33 degrees. It's getting several inches of snow as well. Actor Kevin Dobson is dead after reportedly suffering a heart attack at the age of 77. Dobson was best known for his role in the 70s crime show Kojak and later as playing the character of Mac McKenzie on Knots Landing. And this is USA Radio News.
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise@gcnlive.com.
A windy weekend in Oregon as 88,000 customers of Portland General Electric remain without power. After 2 days of very strong winds, Steve Corson says those winds are continuing to make it difficult for crews to restore that power.
We've still got high winds out there, as you've reported, so crews are going to be working around that to try and restore power to customers throughout the service areas.
People in Florida's tourism industry should be feeling a bit optimistic after Labor Day weekend. Despite having to run at a reduced capacity, Orlando's major theme parks, Universal and Disney, announced they did reach that capacity on all days through the weekend. The Associate Dean for the University of Central Florida's College of Hospitality says that should be a good sign that the tourism industry will be coming back strong in that region. And he said as coronavirus cases continue to drop in the state, Florida will again emerge as a number one tourist destination. Today is Star Trek Day. It's the 54th anniversary of the original Star Trek series debut. Cast members from different eras of the show will be taking part in 3 hours worth of virtual panels on the Star Trek Day website to speak about diversity. You can find us online anytime at usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Why have thousands of aspiring authors teamed up with Christian Faith Publishing to publish their book? Because Christian Faith Publishing is an author-friendly publisher who understands that your labor is more than just a book. We provide authors freedom and flexibility throughout the publishing process, professional book editing, award-winning design, and some of the highest royalty structures in the publishing industry. And as always, you will retain 100% of the rights to your book.
I was looking to find a company that I could trust, one that assisted in the editing process completely.
The most important qualities that I was looking for was a publisher who was honest and upfront, no hidden costs or fees, and owning the rights to my own work.
Christian Faith Publishing will publish, market, and sell your books in all major bookstores, online booksellers, as well as specialty Christian bookstores. Call for your free author submission kit.
800-978-4811. 800-978-4811. 800-978-4811. That's 800-978-4811.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it.
Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
We better stop. What's that sound? Everybody look what's going on.
Well, hello, America. Bill Martinez here, 6 minutes after the top of the hour. Dr. Lauren Wright joins us now, the associate research scholar and lecturer in politics and public affairs at Princeton University. Dr. Wright, always good to have you with us. How are you doing?
Hi, Bill. I'm fine. How are you?
Hey, I'm doing terrific. But I tell you, I am increasingly in angst over this anarchy that continues in the streets of America. You know, the lawlessness, the levels that it is rising to, and its way, the way it's being demonstrated. I don't know if you saw that the footage of that man sexually accosting that young woman on the platform there in the subway in New York. But I'll tell you, that really shook my world. I got to tell you, Lauren, because I'm thinking, this guy in broad daylight, somebody's videotaping it, nobody is stopping him, and he is sexually assaulting a woman right there in front of God and everybody, like it doesn't matter. What the heck is going on?
I actually did see that, and I found it very disturbing, like everybody else, I think, who saw it. I don't think anyone wants these kinds of things to be happening. And, you know, in New York is somewhere where I went in once a week at least before the pandemic. I was there all the time, and it's really sad what's happening there. And I think the problem that everybody, no matter where you are in the political spectrum, has to grapple with is the rich have left New York, and there really aren't a lot of incentives for them to come back. I don't think appealing to people's goodwill is going to work, or shaming them. And so the tax base is gone, and a lot of those parents contributed to public schools and public programs. And frankly, I'm very worried about what's going to happen. I think New York is a very special city, and it always will be, but I don't know how it's going to come back if it doesn't have the support from so many people who used to live there and now have just, moved elsewhere.
Yeah, without a doubt. I mean, the lights are off in Broadway, and that makes me sad as well. But what's happening to our fellow citizens there, attacks like this, and it is depressing to see what's happening not only in New York but in other cities across the country where law and order has gotten out of hand. I mean, Portland, I mean, over 100 nights. I mean, when does that come back, Lauren?
I don't have the answer to that, but I will.
You don't?
Say,
I
don't.
No.
But actually, you know, I just started teaching my presidency class this week, and we start with the very first lesson is, why do we have a government? And the reason we have a government and we have laws is because the founders know people treat each other terribly when we don't. And we do need laws, and we do need law enforcement. We've tried it before without any form of government, and we don't do very well. So I think there has to be some sort of middle ground between defund the police and you're on your own, and Trump saying, you know, I mean, people forming their own militias and taking up arms, that's not the answer either. So we, you know, we really need to get away from these extreme positions, support law enforcement adequately, but of course make sure they're not doing their job in a discriminatory way.
No question whatsoever.
And that's easier said than done, of
right.
course.
Well, like anything, even with Martin Luther King Jr., he didn't look to blow up everything. He looked to refine it. And that's the conversation. I agree with you, is that when you take the existing system that we have right now, I think rationally you would say it might be a lot easier and more effective to take the existing system and do some reform to it, as opposed to a wholesale, let's trash what we've got right now and go through a whole new process that opens the door to vigilantism and individual rule. I mean, look what's going on, Lauren. I mean, you've got just so far this year, over 5 million new gun owners have purchased guns. First time gun owners in this country. Boy, I tell you, if that isn't something to consider. I mean, people are worried. They're fearful. Gun stores, you know, guns don't, they can't stay on the shelf anymore. I mean, it's crazy.
I think it's true that people are really scared about what's happening. And, you know, I think that this is where we do need a president who tries to unify and really tries to inspire people and remind them that we have more in common than we have apart. But, you know, I was just looking at public opinion polls the other day. There was a really good post, something in the Washington Post by a couple of political scientists. People support protests against police brutality, but when you start talking about defunding the police, that drops down to a severe minority of people.
Yes.
You know, I know we've talked about statues a lot. The majority of people support removing statues of Confederate monuments. But when you talk about removing statues of slaveholding founders, that drops to about 25% of people. So, you know, these are big swings in public opinion. And so while I understand the underlying anger, I think Joe Biden is doing the right thing by trying to appeal to as many people as possible. And that's not the defund the police movement.
Mm-hmm. How can we get to that point of unity, Lauren, when there are clear forces that have, you know, I would say antithetical objectives here? And I'm going to put this on the mainstream media. I just had a conversation with John Dean of Watergate fame and President Nixon fame, who just released a new book called The Authoritarian Nightmare. And I asked him about the media and his assessment. He says the media is doing an outstanding job. I think that would be a hard one to pull, because people are really disappointed and they feel like the media has really let them down in terms of, you know, the current conditions and how they're reporting on some of these issues. I mean, they're going for the big headlines, you know, to keep the fires burning, you know, so to speak, to somehow, you know, maintain some sort of interest. And to me, that's kind of, it's cheap journalism. It's really not effective. It's not hardworking journalism, you know, where you get sources and they're named. And, you know, this whole idea of anonymous sourcing, to me, is such a cop-out. I think that's an easy way to go. And in my humble opinion, I think the mainstream media is letting us down, because they need to be part and parcel. If we're going to be unified, they need to be an aid. I'm not saying they need to be, you know, become a propaganda machine, but let's be a little bit more earnest in delivering the truth to the people.
Well, sure. I mean, the rise of opinion journalism has been a problem. And by the way, politicians aren't helping either. I think the impression most Americans have of the media is, you know, it's just reporting for one specific audience, either on the far right or the far left. And that's certainly true, but, you know, with some of these channels. But people who tune into those types of outlets are already so partisan. So it's not really that people are becoming, you know, brainwashed, or they're seeing these things and they're having an unrealistic view of what's happening. Most Americans do have more mixed media diets than we think, so that's true. And, you know, politicians need to stop yelling at each other in public, because we know that when they go behind the scenes, they're all friends and they shake hands and they negotiate, and it's really a misrepresentation to the American public to get people riled up and to call each other names. Let's see more of the bipartisanship instead of hiding it behind the scenes. But I don't think that we're so bifurcated that it's dangerous. Americans are more moderate than we expect them to be.
I'll tell you what, we've got a lot of
different types of information. Go ahead.
Got to go to break. More from Dr. Lauren Wright after this. Stay with us.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Are you ready for what's next? It's likely coming. More food shortages, power outages, grocery stores closed, social unrest. Ask yourself, do you have enough food and supplies on hand to last at least 30 days? Most Americans do not, but you can. Avoid the panic of the last-minute rush. Order your 4-week supply of emergency food today from MyPatriotSupply.com. Starvation or dependency on the government are your only alternatives. Avoid those and the pain of being unprepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. Build your emergency food supply with meals that last up to 25 years in storage, shipped discreetly to your door. Folks that know what's coming are using today to prepare. There's time for you to do the same. That's MyPatriotSupply.com, the original Patriot Preparedness Company. MyPatriotSupply.com.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight? At GCN Team, our healthy body weight loss system simply neutralizes the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control of your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problem now by calling the experts at U.S. Tax Shield and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau, so call now. 800-536-4436. That's 800-536-4436. U.S. Tax Shield. 800-536-4436.
You hear the headlines. You know health insurance is a real mess right now. Premiums have skyrocketed, and in most cases, you're stuck with your plan until open enrollment. But there's a government rule that allows you to qualify for lower health insurance rates if your life has changed. That means if you've changed jobs, if you're having a child, if you're getting married, if you're getting divorced, even if you run a small business or you're self-employed, this law may qualify you to get lower health insurance rates. Call the Health Insurance Hotline today. Learn how this 10-minute call can help you get lower health insurance rates. This is a free service to help consumers learn the laws to help them qualify for lower health insurance rates. So call right now to learn more.
800-610-3630. 800-610-3630. 800-610-3630. That's 800-610-3630. Paid for by GoHealth.
Keeping the spirit of Don't Tread on Me alive. Bill Martinez, live.
Yeah, it is kind of tough, in this age of offense, and I think that's what we're dealing with. I mean, it's easily, you know, it's easy to be offended these days. And I think that, you know, we need to just take a breath for just a moment. Because, boy, I'll tell you, I don't know, Dr. Lauren Wright, what has been going on with our culture. But it just seems that offenses abound, and when we're constantly on the defense or wanting to go offensive because we are offended, well, it doesn't make for a fertile ground to have a conversation, does it?
It's very hard, and, you know, one of the problems is that we're so polarized, but, you know, that's not just enough to say we're polarized. It's that our partisan identification has become part of how we think about ourselves and our communities, and so people consider that a deeply personal point of view. And so as that's become intertwined with our identities, you know, political arguments become more like personal affronts. And that's not to say there aren't very serious issues going on in the world right now, but partisanship doesn't help.
Can we get to the point, Lauren, to where we say, look, at you may be coming at this from a different side, but I think at the end of the day, we want to be the land of the free and the home of the brave, and the Constitution is our North Star. Do we have, like, rules of engagement to say, hey, that's, you know, that's what we're all about, that's what we're targeting, and that just because somebody has a different way of getting there, it doesn't make them evil?
Yes, but I do think it's hard with people with issues that affect them every day, that affect their families, not to take it personally. And, you know, I do think this is an important part of how the presidency has always been considered sort of a moral authority and a North Star as to there's a leader that, you know, American parents can point to and they can tell their kids, you know, you want to be like that someday. And I think the president has unfortunately fallen short of that these last few years.
No, it's a good point. I think part of it, and I will give him a little bit of room here. I mean, because I don't know of another president that's been attacked from day one the way he has been. I mean, the subterfuge, impeachment, all the stuff, you know, surrounding his presidency. I mean, it's been an all-out war against this president. I think that would have a tendency to expose the nerves just a bit. And the other thing that adds, and I wanted to mention in the first statement, was the fact that we're dealing with this invalidation culture, this cancel culture, boy, and it is brutal. And we've got to be able to get through that part to where we can be reasonable. But no doubt, I agree with you, is that America needs an example. And I'm not sure, you know, in much the same way like with Barack Obama, I think people had unrealistic expectations of President Obama and thinking that he was going to solve the race problem. And I don't know if Donald Trump can solve the human condition of bitterness and offense that we deal with. That this is a personal issue that people have to take some assessment on and responsibility for, and say, look, as far as it would count on me, I'm going to be more kind. I'm going to be more accepting, and I'm going to step away from this in this cancel culture, if that's even possible.
You know, I do think it's possible. And you're right. I mean, we often see situations where, you know, people over-personalize, you know, comments. But again, you know, I just think it's not too much to ask. You know, I think we can do that. And I certainly think the President of the United States should do it. I do think we can get there. And the fact that Joe Biden is even somewhat effectively running on a message of decency and let's get back to normal doesn't say too much for the president. And the negative coverage, yes, but he starts a lot of that. And it's because, you know, how do you report something that doesn't have negative language if you're quoting the president's negative language? He's been like that for a long time. And I do think when Americans elected him, we assumed, you know, or at least Democrats assumed that's not going to be okay with people. But clearly, that wasn't as important to people. So
well, it reflected the sentiment of the forgotten man and woman, I believe, and that's part of it what gave it place. But it's like, you know, I'm like you. I'm looking for a brighter day ahead. Look, we've got about 4.5 minutes left here, and I did want you to address, we've got the first of three debates taking place the end of the month, September the 29th in Cleveland. Donald Trump, Joe Biden, head-to-head, what do they need to communicate?
Well, this is a tough one because, again, we think about, with President Trump, really moderate Republicans, new voters, independents, those are the people that put him in the White House. And so both candidates should be competing for that core group of people, not for their base, who's probably going to vote for them anyway. Mm-hmm. And so I think that's difficult for President Trump. Because, you know, he's an entertainer. He does thrive in this sort of environment. But, you know, but his base is not the part of the electorate he needs to be concerned with in a general election debate. He really needs to appeal to moderates and independents. With that said, Joe Biden probably wouldn't have won the Democratic primary if debates were all that mattered. We know they're not that important on average, but a lot of people watch, and it's more because it's entertainment than politically consequential.
Mm-hmm. But there have been, historically, there have been some politically consequential debates. And, you know, and I think that, you know, why some have considered in advising Joe Biden if there was any way to, you know, possibly get out of the debates. I mean, Nancy Pelosi put out there, well, I wouldn't debate the president. He's not even worthy of debate, you know, that kind of stuff, which is ridiculous. Regardless, I mean, it looks like they're definitely going to have three debates. And I wish they'd have had the first one sooner and not so late, because we've got so many, you know, states already voting without even hearing, you know, from the candidates themselves.
That's a good point. And early voting research has shown changes the types of impetus for what voters decide on. And so you're right. You can't have a debate be informative if people have voted already. And that's part of the national conversation for sure. But yes, I mean, I disagree with Nancy Pelosi. I think Joe Biden absolutely needs to debate the president and draw a clear contrast if he can. Mm-hmm. He says he's going to fact check on the fly. That's a very difficult position to be in, because then you're not sending your own message out. So
exactly.
I would say the Biden campaign has a very high bar to reach, but they probably will be depending a little bit on the president shooting himself in the foot, which he mm-hmm. tends to do very yeah. often.
Well, and it probably goes both ways, because
sure.
Some of the gaffes that Biden has been famous for, you know, I've mentioned that in terms of a kinder, gentler individual personality, that Trump needs to be careful, because if Biden is perceived as coming across in any kind of feeble manner whatsoever, and if Trump isn't sensitive to it in such a way, he could be seen as being abusive, possibly.
True. And so I do think in that sense it's more difficult for Biden, because he has to decide, what is he going to be, a fact checker of Trump, someone who rises above the fray, someone who gets in the dirt with Trump, someone who's tough, which people also probably want to see. But again, you know, I think in the terms of presidential campaigns, single events like this don't tend to make a big difference. If a candidate has run a campaign effectively all the way through and their message resonates, that's something that's kind of an overarching effect, not a single instance.
And I agree with you, because I think that was the clear difference between Donald Trump and Hillary Clinton. It was about the message.
Right.
Donald Trump had a clear message, like it or not, but it was there and it resonated. And we'll see. I mean, the Democratic Party has their platform. Joe Biden has printed 110 pages explaining, you know, what his policies are all about. And, you know, fact checks aside, I mean, look at, take advantage, make the most of the time. I think the Democrats failed to make the most of four nights of their Democratic convention to really make their points, whereas I believe the Republican Party did a better job at, you know, communicating their message.
That, you know, I don't, I think neither one benefited from the convention. We can say that. I mean, okay. The bumps were nothing or very small.
Right. We got to leave it there. As always, appreciate you being with us, Dr. Lauren Wright.
Mortgage rates are at historic lows, so if you have a mortgage, refinance it and forget it. You'll never have to worry about refinancing again. Network Capital Funding is offering our lowest 30-year fixed rate ever, 2.5 with a 2.52% APR. Incredible, with no origination fees or discount points. Network Capital has built a reputation for saving people time and money with our unique process that's fast, simple, and secure. Our 30-year fixed rate is 2.5 with a 2.52% APR. Incredible! These are historically low rates you may never see again. So, refinance it and forget it. That's a 30-year fixed at 2.5 with a 2.52% APR. Call the experts at Network Capital Funding right now. Call 800-500-1-HIT. 800-500-1-HIT. As in home run. Call now and save big on your refi. 800-500-1-HIT. 800-500-1448. NMLS ID 11712. Visit NMLSConsumerAccess.org. Licensed by the California Department of Business Oversight under the Finance Lenders Law. Number 603787. An equal opportunity lender. Rates subject to change and credit approval. Call 800-500-1-HIT for more information.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
President Trump upping his attacks against his Democratic rival this November, Joe Biden.
Biden's a stupid person. You know that. You're not going to write it. You know that.
Trump speaking with reporters outside the White House yesterday, also saying China's Beijing government would own the U.S. if Biden was elected.
Biden's plan for the China virus is to shut down the entire U.S. economy. He's going to totally rely on somebody to walk up. Yes, sir, it's time to shut it down.
This year's California wildfires setting a new record as over 2 million acres have been scorched across the state, the most of any previous wildfire season. And fire officials note the state's peak fire season normally extends into November. A book written by former Trump lawyer Michael Cohen is hitting the market today. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe hand sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American made with American ingredients employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
Keeping the spirit of Don't Tread on Me alive. Bill Martinez, live.
Welcome back, America. Bill Martinez here. We've got Lou Euler, nationally recognized expert on tax limitation, tax and spend, and all those important budgetary issues. He joins us now. Mr. Lou, how are you doing, buddy?
I am doing well and looking forward to a bright future for America as we reopen and get back to work.
Now, you're not busting into a barber shop and getting your hair done like the leader of the House, who has been getting all kinds of pushback, you know, and, you know, it doesn't matter what her nephew says in all the restrictions there in California. After all, you know, she's three steps away from the Oval Office, I guess.
Yes, and it is. It is so amusing to see both that she was caught off guard and her reaction to it. And, you know, average people can't necessarily get their hair done, but the speaker figured that out.
Well, maybe she brought some ice cream for the salon owner or something. That's how she was able to get through. I don't know. But, I mean, the state is just in, I mean, it's in chaos right now. You've got a situation also that was just passed in the state Senate there where, you know, this was an LGBTQ push by the state Senator Wiener there. And, you know, now you've got an option for judges to not hand down or at least have some flexibility with sentencing of pedophiles. I mean, yes. this is insane, Lou.
Yeah, this is really what this election will be all about, I believe, and that is, given the riots in the streets, the failure to honor God, the failure to put people back to work, is all coming together now, and we're going to restore sanity and common sense, I believe, this November, when we get America back to work.
Well, the political pull is becoming anemic in California and in these other blue states because you got people moving out. You got, you know, prosperous businesses are moving out. The officials in the state of California are seeing this, and they're telling businesses, look, if you made money here in the state and you move out, that doesn't relieve you of any responsibility. We're going to chase you down for the next 10 years, and you're going to pay some fair share of taxes because you made that money and you built your business originally in California. So what if we chased you out? You still have to pay the piper here.
Yes, I think that will be the result in a number of states, New York, California, et cetera, where people are leaving now in droves, both because of high taxes, but also because of these crazy lockdowns. The latest data that I am seeing on the lockdowns is that there is no better result in terms of COVID-19 cases and certainly deaths in those states that did a tough lockdown versus those that approached it in some rational and calm way. So those results will be very interesting to see as they continue to unfold.
Well, the CDC came out with their report, Lou, that said roughly the problem you have, 94% of the people who died of COVID did so as a result of comorbidities. In other words, their immune system, other issues of their biology were compromised, and they were especially susceptible. And this is what we're finding out. So the survival rate of COVID-19, much better, and this news was very encouraging. But again, Facebook and others were really quick to squash that. In fact, the president even tweeted it out, and they banned his tweet. I mean, they took his they said, no, you can't do that. So, you know, again, we go back to this understanding, and people need to understand who's in charge here. And yes. Whether it's Mark Zuckerberg or the other big tech giants that have control of the information, they're arbitrarily deciding, what's kosher. I mean, forget about free speech. Free speech is out the door. It has been for a long time. But they're controlling it and saying, look, if it doesn't agree with what the WHO is saying, whatever their party line is, and last time I checked, it's not like the WHO is, that they're on the side of America. They've sided with communists more than America.
No, that's absolutely right. And you have pointed to something that I think is so critical in America today and in our future, and that is the power of the social media people to control the messaging, control the range of ideas that can be propagated. And I truly believe that much of this protest in the streets would not have happened but for the agitation created in the social media that those younger people feed off of.
Yes.
And so that's something in our future, our nation is going to have to watch out very carefully.
Well, the media and social media giants gave them place. They gave them notoriety. And so here they are cheering on. If people went about their business, ignored what was going on in Portland, how much longer do you think that would last?
Yes, that's exactly right. And what we're seeing, of course, and it's almost mind-boggling to see this Mayor Wheeler with his response. Here his city is on fire. Businesses, windows are being smashed. Monuments are being toppled. Public buildings are being burned. And what does he say? He's critical of Donald Trump for trying to intervene and preserve safety and order on the streets. It's just yes. amazing.
For the sake of the citizens there in Portland, he says, look, we're here to help. I mean, Kenosha didn't want the president there, and but for the same reason, I should say Kenosha, some people, including the governor, but listen to the local people. They were very grateful that President Trump showed up.
Absolutely. And that's what this election is now turning on and into, is a an agenda as to whether people really want to have the police, acting properly, of course, mm-hmm. available to answer 911 calls and to protect them from anarchists that are running in our streets. That's what this whole next 2 or 3 months is going to be about in the polling places across America, I do believe.
Boy, in a bit, Lou, this is like 1968 all over again, isn't it a bit?
Yes, it is. And then we add, of course, the fact that the latest data does not confirm at all that the lockdowns for COVID-19 were helpful in preventing that, mm-hmm. but they did disrupt the economic base of America. Mm-hmm. So we're now got to get back to work. That's one of the reasons we're out with our tax reform education project, to show people where America can once be again if we follow the lead of our tax cuts and our tax reform.
Well, and all this is part of our corporate national psychology of being free, Lou. And we have yielded to the alleged experts, and look what it's gotten us. The very thing that Donald Trump warned us about, and that is, do not let the cure be worse than the disease. And I believe this is where we're at right now. And all this, I mean, you know, all the impingement of our liberties, including what's happening, going back to Southern California, John MacArthur, you know, he won the court case. And so what was the response of Los Angeles County? They said, well, that parking that you've had for 45 years, we're taking that away. We're taking our marbles, we're going home. And they're pitching a fit right now. But these are your, you know, local politicians in Los Angeles in the face of our First Amendment right. Lou, this is all, you know, coming to a head here. And something has got to give. And certainly, I mean, if nothing sooner, then it will happen on Election Day, where the mandate will be well known and the people will, you know, come out loud and clear and give this president and give this movement the rightful mandate it deserves. If not, then, hey, look, it's next stop, Communist America. Lou Euler, founder and president of the National Tax Limitation Committee. Lou, thanks as always. Appreciate it.
You bet. Take care.
Attention, this is a public notice from the Social Security Disability Helpline. If you're one of the millions of Americans who are disabled and unable to work, you may be eligible for disability benefits from Social Security. Receiving benefits is your right. If you suffer from physical or mental disability, whether you're applying for the first time or you've already been denied, we can help. We'll evaluate your situation and deal with Social Security on your behalf. Best of all, there's no fee until you receive your benefits. Remember, we only get paid if you win your case. There are many reasons and conditions that may make you eligible for disability benefits. Many of them you may not be aware of. So if you're disabled and unable to work, call now to get started with your free, no-obligation consultation.
800-368-0123. 800-368-0123. That's 800-368-0123.
If you're a small business owner and you need to transform your business into the new virtual economy, hire the experts at GetCallers. For as little as $5 per hour, you can add as many virtual staff members you want to your company. They can make cold calls to generate leads, handle inbound calls, set appointments, customer support, live chat, and more. The best part is you have no expenses of computers or telecom minutes, no employee headaches, no contracts, no W-2s. Just a turnkey process for you at a fixed price that you can add as
many virtual members to your team as you want. In today's economy, hire the professionals that know the virtual workspace. Call right now and learn how to add a virtual member to your team for just $5 an hour. Call Get Callers now.
800-750-3564. 800-750-3564. 800-750-3564. That's 800-750-3564.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nanocolloidal silver from AmeriCare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. AmeriCare's nanocolloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, AmeriCare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Right here, right now, Bill Martinez.
We're back with the America. Bill Martinez here, 14 minutes before the top of the hour. Rachel Alexander joins us, the self-described recovering attorney, contributor at Town Hall, WND, the Christian Post, and all that. She's here with us. It's got to be tough, huh? Once you're an attorney and you kind of get a side of I guess some sense of balance, huh? You find yourself having to go into recovery.
Well, I'm still writing about law and all the time. I mean, you can't get away from it, but I enjoy writing about it. That's fine. I just don't want to practice it.
Well, it's probably good therapy for you, right?
Maybe it is, because, you can't quite leave it. You don't really want to fully leave it, but you don't want to be immersed in it. So it's a really healthy balance.
Right, exactly. No, I can appreciate that, especially in light of what, what's happening with the political environment these days. You know, I've said quite often that, the left, has really self-indicted themselves. All you have to do is listen to the things they say. And, forget about the idea of hypocrisy. There's just no shame or embarrassment on their part. One minute they're saying one thing. I mean, I have a video of Joe Biden here, in the Senate talking about how, really black America or anybody that's a hoodlum deserves no consideration or quarter. He just wants them off the street because he doesn't want them disturbing the peace of his mother or his sons.
Yeah, they are just all out there. And it gets me irritated, too, the fact that they get away with it, They hold us up to these insane standards by their broadened definition of racism, and yet, anyone on the left gets away with saying things like that. I mean, this guy's about to be our president. Oh, I hope not. Mm-hmm. And he said the most racist things.
Exactly. Yeah. No, there's no doubt. And then on top of that, Rich, I don't know about you, but what exasperates me is even, you know, conservative interviewers like Bret Baier, people on Fox that you might consider would be a safe zone. I mean, they allow these talking heads to come on and make statements, and there's no substantiation. But yet, if there's a conservative saying something, oh, my goodness, they want every bit of reference and, you know, and proof that what they're saying has veracity.
Yeah, I don't understand it. You know, Fox has really made some big mistakes in recent years, and now they're going to let Chris Wallace be one of the moderators at the presidential debates. I mean, I don't trust him either.
Right, exactly. That's my point. That's why I didn't mention him as a conservative talking head. He never was anyway. I mean, the fact of the matter is, he's all part of the the banquet and media cocktail circuit. So he's got to be careful there and make sure that he doesn't jump the shark as far as, progressives are concerned. But, yeah, I mean, and interesting you should bring that up, because in every one of the debates, I mean, there is not even a reasonable moderator or anybody with any kind of inkling of conservatism that are doing any of the debates. They're all liberals.
Yeah, our side has a problem of bending over backwards in order to show that we are fair and we are not partisan. And I don't know why we do that, because the left doesn't do that for us. You know, you go turn on MSNBC, they don't have any token conservatives on there.
No, they got rid of them. They stood them for a little bit, and then they got rid of them. I mean, they just couldn't handle it.
Yeah. So why are we being so nice to them? I don't think it's being nice either. I think it's doing society a disservice, because you're allowing the left to indoctrinate people.
Exactly. Well, you bring up a good point, and this is why Donald Trump tweets the way he does and responds the way he does, as opposed to previous presidents, especially associated with the Bush family. They allowed themselves to be defined by the media and by those on the left. With Donald Trump, that's not allowed to happen, especially like this outrageous claim, again, from anonymous sources. I mean, come on, journalists have to, reconsider their ways and their principles. You cannot lean on anonymous sources. You couldn't do that when you went to school and even when you first started in journalism. But now it's like, you know, hearsay is all acceptable. You don't have to identify your sources. And somehow it's accommodated. In some cases, I heard the argument, we have to accommodate because, remember, Deep Throat. You know, okay, so you have one example where potentially that might have some merit. But for that one source, now we've let go of everything, and now everything can be based on anonymous reporting?
Right, and I would guess that, you know, Deep Throat did have some backup. You know, there were other people vouching for, you know, this guy's existence. Whereas these anonymous sources, I mean, they're, you know, clearly just made up. And, you know, the left has gotten so loose and, you know, comfortable with these fake anonymous sources that I posted a Babylon Bee article on my Facebook page yesterday, which was Trump punches a baby, according to an anonymous source. And you should have seen all the comments after my post. Everybody believed that this really happened, that the left really did report this based on an anonymous source.
Right. But then you report on something regarding Kamala Harris that they said in their own words, or Joe Biden, and, you're ignored or Facebook cancels you.
Oh, it's out of control. I mean, I'm now at the point where I am careful about what I post on, you know, Facebook or Twitter, to make sure that they haven't already started censoring people for that. Because, you know, with my writing career, it's not going to be easy for me just to, you know, disappear off of Facebook from censorship.
Exactly. Well, your recent article, The Left is Treading on Thin Ice by Going After What People Wrote Years Ago, we're kind of referencing this a little bit, whether we're talking about Joe Biden in the Senate, talking about, this very aggressive arrest bill that was passed, and he was very much a supporter. But I'll tell you, that language would not pass muster in today's cancel culture.
Right. And you know, what I think is freaky is not only are they saying, okay, well, the founding fathers had slaves, so, you know, 200 years ago, we can't put up with that now, you know, we've got this wonderful 2020 hindsight. But it's just things they were saying a few years ago now as well that they're saying is not acceptable. And so even things the left has said, you know, and I go over how Hillary Clinton and Barack Obama, you know, were proudly supportive of the marriage between a man and a woman as recently as 2008. But they're all giving themselves a free pass. Unlike those of us on the right, we're not being given a free pass by our misstatements or, you know, things they find offensive now in the past.
It's not even, you know, maybe some a little bit of a misstatement. Some is just, you know, beliefs that we held, you know, 20 years ago. Well, you know, I don't want to necessarily be measured based on the beliefs I had in my college days. I mean, the reason I went to college was so that I could advance my understanding and knowledge. And it served me well along with my other experience. They have formed my view, my worldview today, and it's been the sum total of all those experiences. If I looked back on some of those statements, would I regret? Maybe, but I could understand why I said them. But that's the tough thing in this environment today. If that's called up out of context, you know, a single sentence, Rachel, that you may have done, and the next thing you know, your job, your way of life is, you know, is canceled. I mean, this is extremely dangerous.
It is, and I think it's, you know, it's going to go even past, okay, yeah, maybe you said something in college that wasn't, you know, you changed your mind on. I mean, it's going to go to where if you retweet somebody who happened to attend a white nationalist meeting, you are now going to get canceled. And,
exactly.
You know, how are you supposed to know that every, you know, random person on the Internet, their entire history, and whether they happen to attend a white nationalist meeting or not?
Well, and speaking of which, the thing that drives me nuts, Rachel, and I still cannot see, and I understand why the left holds on to it. I mean, boy, you talk about holding on to things like a dog to a bone, is this South Carolina statement that the president has made that continues to be echoed. And that, you know, is how the left wants to characterize and define the president, because the president, who was trying to be a unifying factor, and I believe that's what was in his heart when he made the statement, that there were good people on both sides, I don't think by any estimation he was endorsing a white supremacy, do you?
No, he has said so many statements against white supremacy. There was a video compilation that somebody made a while ago, and I can't find it now, but it was of, like, every instance Trump has ever denounced white supremacy on camera. And it just goes, like, 25 instances of it. Like, how many more times does he have to denounce it before you quit rubbing that Carolina statement in his face?
Right. And was taken certainly out of context, and they've used it as a ramrod, whereas, again, if the left says something, you know, their response is, hey, look, we already addressed it. Why are you bringing it up? That's old news. Let's move on. And you cannot use the same tactics. Only they're allowed, along with the mainstream media, you know, to use those tactics.
Oh, yeah. And I bring up in my article, you know, the classic example of Joy Reid on MSNBC, you know, she's a host there, and they've gone over her tweets and found that she said some really rude things about gay people, and we're not just talking, you know, saying it's biblically wrong, as a lot of Christians will say. Mm-hmm. She was making fun of them and genuinely being inappropriate. And so they found two rounds of this, and what happens to her? She gets a promotion. So she now has a talk show post position at a really popular time in the evenings now.
Exactly. Well, hey, that's the way the left rolls, and America is waking up, I believe, Rachel, more and more to this hypocrisy. And, you know, we'll see. We'll see. Rachel Alexander, always appreciate you coming on the show. How can people be in touch with you?
Find me at my website, Intellectual Conservative, and also at my writing at Town Hall.
Attention radio listeners, if you're concerned about the coming chaos after the November elections, this will be an extremely important message. Here's why. No matter what the outcome in November, catastrophic social upheaval is a very real possibility. Here's why this is important. Listen, we all know that silver and gold have been historic hedges against the uncertain waves of social chaos and unstable currencies. But did you know that there's been times in the past During times of extreme hardship, when Americans put another store of value above even silver and gold, it's true, open-pollinated seeds have been and could very well be the ultimate store of value in the coming hard times ahead. Go to SurvivalSeedBank.com to get heirloom seeds below wholesale. Visit SurvivalSeedBank.com this week and get hundreds of dollars in free bonuses. Beat the coming chaos. Beat rising food prices. But above all, don't wait. Beat the crowds by claiming your own Survival Seed Bank today.
With more